Brandon was talking about this. You go back to your time in Cincinnati, stop before Pittsburgh, and then kind of change defenses a little bit. How much did maybe the fit in Buffalo and their what they do defensively, you know, bake into your decision to come here?
I think it was everything, really. Just the way they get off the ball, they attack, they penetrate, they get up the field, and that just kind of fits my play style a little more. And just looking at the defense and seeing where I could, you know, be a fit and help was really important. And after we weighed our options, I thought it was a perfect marry-up. And just being able to attack blocks, get on blocks, make plays, splash plays. I think they've led the league in TFLs for a while now. And just watching how they play, I think it's awesome. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
So penetrating, you do that your game?
Yeah, penetrating. Also, I play, you know, I use my hands really well, but being able to kind of marry that up. Certain defenses where you're kind of like sitting on the line is a little difficult to kind of do that, but when defenses are more attacking and letting you move around, letting you get off the ball, I think it just fits my play style a lot better.
Correct me if in like at least on first and second down, you were kind of a four guy, right?
Yeah, 4-eye, yeah.
Right. On third down might have been different.
Third down was a little different, but predominantly, especially, you know, when we're playing big run teams like the Ravens or teams that like to go double tight, you know, we're going to be in that 4-eye. Sometimes we might even have an extra D lineman where it's like an arrow and there might be 5-eyes out there. So it kind of depends, but a lot of times it was read and react.
Can you address the that Brandon told us about?
Yeah, so it was a situation where I don't really know what it was, but I think it was a tainted supplement that I took. So it was... But I understand the league, you know, we have an obligation to understand what we put in our body. And I take full responsibility for that. You know, it's easy to try to run around and try to, but, you know, it is what it is. And I take full accountability. You know, it was a mistake, it was an accident. And, you know, I accept my punishment. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you don't know what it is. And this is one of those cases, but. You know, I think the best thing was to just be honest, and we kind of find out about it while we were finishing the deal. So it was just the timing was kind of crazy with it, but to the organization handled it, you know, masterfully. They welcomed me with open arms. They understood the situation. They've treated me with nothing but open arms in class, and I couldn't be more excited to, you know, get on that field and, you know, support my team and this organization when my suspension is lifted.
But the Bills sort of honoring their word, you know, the verbal agreement. I presume you had a verbal agreement, and the Bills, you know, didn't back out of that. You know,
we found out kind of around the same time, and you know that, and they, you know, they, like I said, they handled it masterfully, and I'm very appreciative. Can't express my gratitude to them.
So kind of take us through the timeline. When did you agree, and then how much later did you find out?
Practically the same time. Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday,
I don't really know the exact specifics per se, but it was just right pretty much when we were negotiating. That's pretty much when we were finalizing things, and that's kind of when I got the information. We brought the information to them. They had a decision to make, and, you know, I'm still here, so.
Action with like anybody on the Bills coaching staff? You ever cross paths with McDermott or like what? Do you know people here? Any like was there any connection there?
Well, me and Dion combine train together, you know. So I've known Dion for, you know, years. he's a special guy. So I've known Dion. I know DeMar. I've met Ed a couple of times. Shaq when he was here. Dirty Red, you know, he came to Pittsburgh. So I've heard nothing but good things about Buffalo. And you know, like I said, I'm excited to be a part of this, you know, community, this organization, and I'm just looking forward to getting started.
Just to clarify, Brandon said that maybe you were still waiting to hear back on more testing. Is that just to clarify, like, what happened, or can you talk us through that?
Probably to clarify what happened, but once again, I think the best thing to do is just to accept it, you know, the suspension and not have to do a whole bunch of running around. Because at the end of the day, it's my obligation to know what I put in my body. Even if it's a tainted supplement, it's still my responsibility to know. And, you know, you gotta deal with the consequences. And that's me dealing with the consequences. There's no way to... A lot of times you kind of run around and try to figure it out. But I feel like it was just a lot cleaner, a lot, you know, just more honest to just, you know, do what I do. It wasn't nerve-wracking because I'm a person that my parents always told me about character, and I think being honest and you know, being upfront about, you know, things that are going on. And, you know, when I had a conversation, Brent, it was honest, it was clear, it's concise. It sucks to sit there, you know, you're here and you come to sign, and then, you know, I don't know if you all know, but I had a situation in Chicago, you know, where I was supposed to sign a deal, and, you know, they kind of, you know, backed out the deal because of my injury. So it's one of those things where you kind of have those feelings again. But, you know, I've been a big person that everything happens for a reason, and everything's working together for my good. So I felt like just being upfront about it and letting, you know, God, you know, figure it out for me. And he did. I'm here in front of you guys, you know, a part of an amazing team. I'm part of an amazing organization that I want to, you know, impact in an amazing way. So
Pittsburgh has, you know, never had a losing season in forever or whatever it is, you know, coming to Buffalo. Obviously, you know about how, what do you think about coming to a team that's been on in the playoffs for 5 years in a row? And just what are your view of the Bills' talent?
Almost exciting. You know, a lot of times when it's on SportsCenter or the highlights, the Bills are always somewhere in there. And just to be on this side is very, it feels very good because I've been on the other side, you know, when it's not so good. And, you know, they're striking up the band and Bills Mafia is cheering and you're kind of like, and you got to walk back to the sideline. So there's amazing talent on this team. But I think the thing that, you know, stands out the most to me is just the environment, you know, the energy when you walk in the building, the community. People here are just so nice, so friendly. They're very open, very welcoming. And, you know, it's just awesome. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a workplace and in an environment where you feel like people move with love and they care about you and they want to see you do your best, I think the results are evident. You guys, like you said, you've been in the playoffs for the last 5 years, you know, and playing at a super high level. And I think it's just a testament to not only the players and the staff, but the community that's around them.
This team has been the last couple of years. You're one of three defensive line additions. They're kind of rebuilding this defensive line a little bit, supplementing the talent they have. How confident are you that you can be kind of an answer there, especially in the games that matter in January?
I'm excited, man. I feel like I can definitely help. This team reminds me. I remember when we were in Cincinnati. You know, we had that Super Bowl run, and the defense is very similar to what I played in Cincinnati. And the success I had in Cincinnati was, you know, exciting. And just to be a part of a defense where we can attack, we can get upfield, and then you have a bunch of key players. You got Greg, you got Joey, you got Ed, guys that are just, you know, you have a great defensive front. So it's like just adding, putting my hand in the pile is very important. And now you have to give offenses, you know, they got to kind of pick their poison. And I think that's, you know, exciting, especially when you got, you know, the quarterback that we got, you know, it definitely helps 100%.
Back, you were All-Pro Man of the Year nominee. You were at the NFL Honors.
Yes.
You watched Josh Allen's speech. Now that's your teammate. What do you think of it?
I always say God has a funny sense of humor. And, you know, like I said, I'm extremely blessed. I'm blessed to be in front of you guys, given the circumstances. It's awesome. You know what I'm saying? And to be able to see how, when Deion introduced him and all that, and it's just, you know, life is so full circle. Because I remember Deion when we were at combine training and just watching him grow and blossom into the person that he is today. It's just been amazing. And then to see him on that stage, you know, to talk about his quarterback and to do his little dance moves and all that kind of good stuff, it was just awesome to see. And once again, it's one thing to see it, but then to get here and then to feel it, I think is another thing entirely. And I felt the energy. I felt the vibe. I knew this was somewhere I wanted to be. I was a little apprehensive at first because I didn't really get to talk to anybody, you know, when we were first trying to make the decision. But when I got here, I went to Giancarlo's, had a great time there, got some good food, and, you know, the rest has been history. The vibe has been amazing. The energy has been amazing, and I'm super excited to be a part of this.
You ever, like, talked to Dion since?
No, not yet, because everything that's been going on, I've kind of been just chilling. But definitely once, you know, all this, you know, is over with, I'll be able to kind of reach out to everybody, and, you know, the positive vibes will be good. So I'm excited.
From Nigeria, I know you do a lot of community service. Do you like to work with, like, immigrant communities and wherever you play?
Yeah, so we did something. My dad went back a couple, probably 2 months ago, and donated a whole bunch of hospital beds and supplies on my behalf to one of the hospitals in our community back home. I did something in Pittsburgh not too long ago called Neighborhood with refugees and people who are, you know, kind of getting replaced into different communities in Pittsburgh. So a bunch of different countries, different places, but, you know, we did a dinner, we did a little giveaway, you know, give them a gift card and things of that nature. But anything I can really do in the community has been super important to me, just because I think our impact is far stretched beyond the football field. And, you know, it's not about what you do, it's how about you make people feel. And I think that's super big for me. So.
Or to in your community?
Of course. I've heard, I also know Harrison Phillips, and I've seen the stuff that he did here when he was playing. And I, once again, like, I'm just super excited. You know, Bills Mafia is one of those team, one of those fan bases where, like, you hate them if you're going against them, but I know you love them if, you know, they're cheering for you. And I, just to be a part of this community and see what I can do and how I can impact, and, you know, me and all the kids and, you know, all the organizations that I can impact, I'm super excited to be a part of it.